Market tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good week so far. And if you aren't, a couple days down already. You always got to look what's behind you and say, forget about it. Just keep looking at that front window. Looking at the front window, Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State assistant coach, whose name is Mud in most parts of the world, probably, but certainly in the United States of America. You really can't go anywhere where people have not heard of this story. You could go, I am telling you, you could go into any salon and talk to people there who don't know, don't care about sports, really barely know who Joe Paterno is, and they know this story. There is nowhere that Jerry Sandusky can hide. And he wasn't trying to hide in a television interview. It was by phone, but the former Penn State coach, who is still getting a pension of $58,000 plus a year, and allegedly molested boys maybe for a 15-year period, says he's innocent. Yeah, I showered with kids after workouts, that's what he told Bob Costas, but I'm innocent of what I'm being charged with. Bob Costas was having none of it. He went for the jugular with his questions, including these.
Are you a pedophile?
No.
Are you sexually attracted to young boys, to underage boys?
Am I sexually attracted to
Yes.
underage boys? Sexually attracted, you know, no, I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. But no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys.
Repeating questions is never a good thing. You could see how he could stall there when he repeated Bob Costas' question. Anybody out there believe what Sandusky is selling? I'm not buying it. We are innocent until proven guilty in this country, but I don't think it's going to take much to prove him guilty. His lawyer disagrees, says he would leave his own children alone with Jerry Sandusky, and talks about all the 40 charges that were leveled at him, that they've got an answer for every single one. In the meantime, the Nittany Lion has become the Cowardly Lion. And a lot of people are resigning. A lot of people are finding that their names are being erased off of trophies. So this scandal has nowhere to go but in all kinds of directions. Seriously. It's like an octopus, and it should be, because the victims are always somehow the ones that get ignored in this. There's not much conversation about the victims. I'm not saying there's not any, but you have to think about those boys, a 10-year-old boy. How does that shatter you for the rest of your life? Of course, I don't care how much therapy they throw your way. You're going to be a happy, healthy person after that? I don't think so. You trusted someone and they abused that trust. You were already in a sticky situation because you were termed an at-risk kid. So the president of the Second Mile charity resigned. A Big Ten trophy is having Joe Paterno's championship trophy is having Joe Paterno's name removed from it. And this is just the beginning. Because remember, this isn't even a week old, barely a week old. And there still are more people that are coming forward saying that they were abused in some way by Sandusky. So I guess it's not a surprise that the board of directors accepted the resignation of Jack Rakovitz, who was a practicing psychologist who testified before the grand jury that indicted the founder, Sandusky, on those 40 counts that I just mentioned. The grand jury says Sandusky found his victims through that program. It was a feeder system for him. And sickening to think about that. Again, that lack that trust that is just smashed in half. So how do you restore that? How do you get the volunteers and the staff to believe? Who knows, the second mile could be done for. They say they serve about 100,000 children a year. That's pretty big. But how many of those kids did Sandusky help himself to? And, oh, sickening. They're doing their own investigation, by the way. In the meantime, Penn State Athletic Director Tim Curley and the senior VP, Gary Schultz, charged with perjury. You all know that. Both say they didn't do anything wrong. They left their university spots. Of course they did. And President Graham Spanier and Joe Paterno, both, in all of our opinions, most of our opinions, really didn't do enough to stop the abuse when it was reported. How could they have not done anything? I mean, this is still the question we're grappling with. So good for the Big Ten for taking Paterno's name off of their trophy. Because truly, these are the cowardly lions. Cowardly lions. And I hope those victims get the restitution that they deserve for whatever that can do for them. Because money is not going to take this away. Money is not going to pull this out of someone's mind, especially a young mind now growing up and growing through all this for however many years. There were certainly other things that happened, believe it or not, besides the Sandusky thing, which was a real bombshell and an exclusive for NBC, getting Bob Costas, getting him to even come on the phone and speak was pretty interesting, except for I think it kind of left you with a sick, sad feeling. I don't know about you, but listening to that, it's like, oh, you have to be kidding me. Showering with boys is okay? What? What? Anyone out there think that that's okay? I'm sure you don't. You could always throw in your two cents on Sandusky, and if this lawyer even has a prayer of getting any of those charges dropped, I'm sure most of you are going to say, probably not. Probably not going to happen. Another big thing happened. The Supreme Court gets a shot at it. We're talking about the health care law. Look, I think every single one of us, we just want good health care. Affordable health care, that's good. Is that too much to ask? Is it too difficult because we have such a big country tangled into a web with crazy insurance demands and companies that get free passes because we don't have competition? We're not allowed to erase those state lines, which I think would make a huge difference. Now the Supreme Court will hear the challenge to the Affordable Care Act, and they're going to hear it in a very long oral argument, 5.5 hours, kind of unprecedented, but this law affects so many people. I think it's a smart thing. Remember, the challenge in the case was brought by 26 states and it was out of Florida, and it is based on the constitutionality. This is at the heart of this case, of the individual mandate in the Patient Accountability and Affordable Care Act. And it's the one that has everybody, or at least a big chunk of us, cringing when we hear it. Absolutely cringing. Well, if you opt out of insurance because you can't afford it, we're going to tax you and penalize you. Think about that for a minute. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Welcome back to ATN with me, Kate Delaney. I was thinking about this today, a couple of different things. One, is anybody sad that there's no NBA? Anybody missing hoop besides Spike Lee and the usual characters? I don't know. Jack Nicholson. All the L.A. crowd that sits there and cheers on the Lakers so they can win yet another championship. I am not anti-hoop, but I am not a huge fan of hoop. I like college basketball better, and I think that some of the rule changes kind of made me drift away from it. And the fact that I was just watching games at the tail end of the game because it was too boring to watch it in the beginning, it just wasn't exciting unless you were talking about the playoffs. The playoffs, I love it. I will watch the playoffs. I will watch any of the teams in the playoffs. That's my deal, always, always, always with pro hoop. So we look at the season and the fact that another offer has been rejected. The players are saying, no dice, baby. Yeah, we don't care. We're not going to take it anymore. So keep on bringing it because I think it's pretty much over. Obviously, it's over. If you look at the percentages they're talking about, the players would get a lot less than the owners would in the kind of split that they're mentioning. And this 50-50 split, the proposal rejected by the players called for that for the annual revenue and a 72-game season starting December 15th. But both have clashed for days about the system issues that put restraints on teams that go into luxury tax territory. And they went round and round and round and round. And at the end, it's just pretty much bleak. Listen to the commissioner, David Stern.
It looks like the 2011-12 season is really in jeopardy. And if I were a player in the NBA, one of the 450, I would be wondering what it is that Billy Hunter just did.
It is a tragedy for the true fans, and it's going to kill the sport with younger people because there's so many other things to do. This is the video game generation. It's about skateboarding. It's about flipping bikes, BMX bikes, and all kinds of other things. It's about mixed martial arts. So already you're competing to try to get attention away from those things, and it's tough. And then the season goes out, you're cutting your own throat. So this is now the 138th day of the lockout, 2 days longer than the NFL's lockout in the summer. And it's not flying, the 50-50 split or any of the other things that have been proposed. But I don't know that people have a lot of sympathy for either side in this one. You know, we're a nation of pick a side. Pick a side. Who are you? What's your political stripe? What's your religion? What's your whatever? You know, you're either the us's or the them's. And I don't know that in this one, I don't know that a lot of people are picking sides. So the players keep talking about how they're not being offered a fair deal. And they keep saying how they're going from $5.4 million on average to $5 million, and it's not fair. It's not fair. But I think to myself, oh, when you throw around these it's not fair, market deals, all that sort of thing, that most people in the middle or most of the people listening even to America Tonight have their own struggles about trying to feed their family, and that doesn't warm their hearts, let's say. That doesn't ingratiate you to the people. The other big thing that somebody asked me over the weekend that I thought I would pass on to you, America Tonight listeners or newbies who just flipped on or saying, what's that broad talking about? So each and every day on this show, I mean, we do. We talk about maybe some things I've learned, talk about things that are widespread out there that everybody knows. I talked to people from Washington. We keep seeing the polls flip a little bit depending on who's hot at the time. For a tiny, tiny window, Michelle Bachmann, then Herman Cain, and now Newt Gingrich is really blowing up in the polls. So he's just a couple of points behind Mitt Romney. If you had to boil it down, because there's eight, if you had to boil it down to your top three, who would be your top three left standing to go on and compete in all these primaries and caucuses? And Newt Gingrich now, he's got to figure into some people, maybe not. But for today, he's certainly up there. So who would you cross off and who would you insert into this? Would it be Herman Cain? Would it be Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, because you're trying to balance the boat, so to speak, for the Republicans, and Mitt Romney gets a ton of attention. Ton of attention. You know, it's bad form, though, I think, to try to pick out a president that you really aren't sure what the rippling effects are going to be, and then something breaks, and you're left holding the bag. And that happens. That happens. Just ask any of the aides of half the people that we've talked about here on the show. Oh, and there are plenty of them to go around. Plenty. I want to thank everybody for their emails. A lot of you sent emails in about a couple of different things, including this one from George, who says, what's this about an injury? I thought I heard you talking a long time ago, and maybe I was hallucinating, that you hurt yourself playing tennis. Well, the jig is up, and since I'm not on TV, you're not seeing an injury. But if you saw my leg, you'd see that it was kind of cut up. For one flashing moment, I think I decided I was Maria Sharapova, and I tried to fly across the court, and I did hit the ball, but boom, I landed with a thud. It was shocking to just kind of have your head bounce against the, they call it hard true, and you hit the ball, return it, but be shocked that you got the return, and then you're hobbled, and that's what I was hobbled. Get in the meat wagon! And who cares if I played tennis and jumped in somewhere and that happened, but it is a funny weekend warrior share. Matt, what's the worst injury you sustained while playing a sport? He's dumbfounded by the question. He's on the phones because some of you were calling in. I'm going to answer for him. He's told me about broom ball, but it could be a tie between broom ball and softball. And softball, to me, one time I played it and decided that I'll be the catcher. And I was okay. I wasn't setting the world on fire as a catcher. But, boy, squatting down that whole time, oh, I have a new respect for the catcher of any team because I don't know how you guys do it. Recreational, whatever. I don't care how is it that you can squat that entire time and then extend your arm, throw somebody out. Oh, I mean, and I was in pretty good shape, and I felt like I couldn't walk for a day correctly. Oh, rough. You may have some weekend warrior stories. We're kind of reviving that. If you do, share them with us. You know how to do that, right? You go to americatonight.net. There'll be a drop down for the email. Fill that in and send me your weekend warrior, because I'd like to compare notes. And when you put together a weekend warrior for me, I need scratches, black eyes. If something landed on you, if you were out for a day or two, anything that's going to help your case so we can crown you Weekend Warrior. And we'll do that each and every Sunday, only through the mailbag, americatonight.net. I'll say it again for the 10th time. Click on the drop-down menu and get your email to us that way. Coming up, numbers, numbers, numbers. Must be we can count.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Imagine this. You can't wait for Thanksgiving dinner. You've been assigned to carve the turkey. Ooh, but that's all you have to do. And then you get to eat the mashed potatoes, the corn, the yams, everything else that's on the table. All that great food that you've been missing. And suddenly you find out, darn it, you gotta work. Why? Because you work for Target. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Target. Because you have so many people that are trying to turn Thanksgiving Thursday into Black Friday, a lot of stores are open. So there were about 40,000 people who signed an online petition on change.org why they're asking Target to reverse its decision to open its doors on Thanksgiving Day and allow workers to spend the holiday with family and friends. It is absurd. You can't close for one day, 2 days. Come on. And the opening time for Thursday is, because the Black Friday opening is 5 a.m. to midnight. So that must be fun to work that. The new opening time requires that they have to arrive at work by 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Sorry, I think people should be able to have a break. And I don't care if people want to shop at Target after they're done cleaning up their turkey, serving their turkey, eating their turkey. That's just lame. Lame. Lame, lame, lame. I hope that they give in and these poor people get off. Doesn't spread that goodwill and cheer that keeps people loyal and happy. It's not always about money. It's about keeping people happy, encouraging them. Somebody's encouraging these brothers to burglarize again and again and again and again and again. And they hit their 30th Dunkin' Donuts shop. So they were arrested for burglarizing. What were they thinking? Give me all your donuts now. Donuts and cash. They've actually been picking apart Dunkin' Donuts in Boston for months. And they break into the donut stores overnight, start stealing thousands upon thousands of stuff. And, you know, how much do you need? Now, it's like, how crazy is this? 30? Didn't they think some point along the way it was too much? They've hit all the Dunkin' Donuts that are in their neighborhood. Oh, it's crazy. Oh, crazy. All right, also moving along for We Can Count. It's funny when you do a segment like this one, I always say this, and this is what I mean to go a little deeper with you. Things revolve around numbers. They just do. Number of shoes you wear, number of fingers you have, out in the real world, the number of people you're dealing with. And to get to the committees and get to the people you need, you have to be able to grease a few palms legally, if that makes any sense. If you can do it. Yeah. This is another crazy thing, and it has to do with McDonald's. Notice when we talk about fast food, there are plenty of things that happen at plenty of fast food restaurants. But so it seems we're always talking about which one. If you think Golden Arches and you think McDonald's, ding, 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 ding. So the early morning McDonald's menu prompted a Wisconsin woman to just go off. Shania Edgley arrived early at a McDonald's in Wisconsin. She was expecting to order from the fast food's regular menu that they have, you know, the Big Macs, the fries, all that stuff. But it was 3 a.m. The restaurant said it had switched over to its breakfast menu, hash potatoes, egg McMuffins, pancakes, that sort of fare. So the 22-year-old, for some unexplained reason, turned on her boyfriend, biting him on the arm, tearing off his shirt, and they're trying to explain what happened here, that she was that upset. Ooh, boy, there's something else going on. Definitely something else going on for that to happen. I've been to the Golden Arches. They have a little mini convention. They talk about what's worked and hasn't worked. They have to constantly be figuring out ways to improve the security of the situation. Oh, my. All right, let's give you a couple of others. There's a lot of good ones today that I came across. Newsmax has a bunch. Newsmax has some good stories. CNN has some interesting stories. I don't know if I agree with a lot of them. It depends on the writer. So, in coupling with the new poll, a new attitude by Newt Gingrich, you wonder, how long does he stay on top for the Republicans? Wouldn't it be wild if they stayed just a little bit longer than you imagined and it kind of came out to a three-way tie? Who gets to decide then? It's got to be the president. I would think it was the president anyway. This is a sad, sad story. But generic Republicans tie Obama right now. I say it's a sad story because you're saying generic. But generic Americans are... generic Republicans, easy for me to say, tie Obama. And this is crazy. They do these scenarios in these polls. So the evidence is absolutely out there that the president's reelection campaign might be in trouble despite the sea of information that pours out in different directions. The latest comes from a poll of likely voters, and this one was done by Politico, George Washington University, and it showed that Obama was tied at 43%. He leads the Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney by 49% to 43%, and Herman Cain 49% to 40%. But the president receives only a 44% approval rating compared with 51% disapproval rating. And in 19 swing states, Obama's approval rating registered 40% compared with a disapproval rating of 57%. So the Republican nominee will beat Obama next year if he can keep the campaign focused on the president, Republican pollster, and a famous Republican pollster, and the Terrence group, apparently. Congress gets a 12% approval rating in the poll, compared with an 83% disapproval rating. You do the math. Crunch the numbers. I'm hitting you over the head with just way too many numbers. I'm sure now you're saying, what? Where's the payoff, lady? Where's the payoff? Gotta have a payoff for us. Come on. Give me a payoff. I got your payoff. All right. I picked out a couple of more, and I think that we can get through at least two or three of them because, I mean, after all, we're up against it. We're pretty soon. We're in a matter of minutes, actually. We're going to introduce you to somebody who could change your life. If you're looking for a job, I'm really, really serious. He can teach you how to spin things around. What happened with this Crystal Cathedral that's in bankruptcy? The Santa Ana facility is incredible. A federal bankruptcy court hearing aimed at settling the future of the Crystal Cathedral turned into a bidding match with the Roman Catholic Church really, really, really wanting it. And also moving to the hearing that highlighted a rift that the Reverend and the ministry he started 50 years ago over intellectual property, that's sticky, and lifetime payments to the founders of the mega church. So the diocese wants to bring the 3,000-seat sanctuary for a court, or a countywide, rather, cathedral. They boosted their bid for the property to $57.5 million from $55.4 million to ensure enough money that would be able to cover another qualified claim made by the Schuller family. Yeah. How about that? And again, what's the number? What's the number that we're talking about with the Crystal Cathedral and talking about Schuller and the bankruptcy? Wow. I think of all the times my grandmother had him on the tube. So Crystal Cathedral. It is a beautiful, beautiful building. If you ever, ever, ever spend any time near Garden Grove, California, oh, you owe it to yourself to go through and see the cathedral. Just absolutely takes your breath away. How about that? Too many numbers to count. Once again, thanks for the avalanche of mail. And if you have any thoughts on Weekend Warrior, you got to tell us why you should be named the Weekend Warrior. You could win a first aid kit. Yeah, I'm not kidding you on this one. But you're only eligible if you send it to us to the through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email. Give us some details. Send a photograph if you can. And in honor of my little snafu with the tennis court, we'll do this for a couple of weeks heading into the holidays and through the holidays. Coming up next, we're going to introduce you to an interesting young lady who is trying to raise awareness for veterans' hospitals.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Day, and you know, this is an important day across the country for veterans who have served in the past, guys and women who are serving now. We talk about this all the time on America Tonight, so no need to go there. We know how we feel about it. We constantly have people on. We're constantly talking about the plight of the veteran. But I cannot wait to introduce you to our next guest. She is in our green room, our virtual green room, and I have no idea what hair color she has now, because sometimes she's a blonde, sometimes she's a brunette, sometimes she's a redhead. Her name is Gina Elise, and I'm telling you, she's a one-woman show. Talk about patriotic. She is traveling around visiting different VA hospitals, and she is single-handedly really raising money to fund veterans' health care across the country. And how's she doing that? Well, I gave you a little bit of hint with the hair color thing, but I'm going to let you decide what you think she's up to. Think pinup, think calendar. Gina, thanks so much for sparing a little time for us on ATN.
Thank you, Kate.
What color hair do you have right now?
Right now it's my natural color, which is brunette.
Brunette. And right now, as we are speaking to you, you are in New York and you're visiting a couple of VA hospitals in New York, right?
Yes, I flew out to New York and I will be visiting the Brooklyn VA hospital and also a VA hospital in East Orange, New Jersey this week. So very excited. I'm right in the middle of a 50-state VA and military hospital tour.
Now, you graduated from UCLA, and then you decided to come up with this fundraising calendar. What gave you how did you brainstorm this? How did this come about?
You know, Kate, it came about 2 years after UCLA. A lot of stories were coming out in the news about these underfunded VA and military hospitals. And I thought, anyone needs great medical care. It needs to be our veterans. And I just felt this really strong urge to do something about it. And, you know, how do people raise money? People sometimes do fundraising calendars. I've always been a huge fan of the 1940s aesthetic. So I thought, you know, let me create a pickup calendar that I can utilize to raise money to support these VA and military hospitals. So I created the first calendar. It came out in 2007. It's called Pinups for Vets, and people can visit pinupsforvets.com. And ever since then, we've raised, you know, as you said, $50,000. That's gone to support cognitive, physical, and occupational therapy at these hospitals around the U.S. And have been, you know, on the website, people can also order a calendar, donate a calendar for my hospital visits, which I, you know, bring in bedside, patient to patient, at the hospital, and it really boosts the morale of the veterans that I'm visiting.
What was it, I mean, what a brilliant idea. So this is your sixth calendar. When you did the first one, what was the initial reaction from the people around you when you did the first one?
I mean, the military community really, you know, is so supportive, and anyone that supports them, they are very loyal to. And so I have had supporters since the first year, since 2007. They had that first calendar, and they order every single year because they want to keep supporting as well.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned you said you like the 40s era, and there's an inspiration for this, too, besides you're helping vets and all that, but your family, right? And who do you do this for to honor in your family?
Yeah, this is actually my grandfather was World War II Army veteran, so this project is a tribute to his service. And I did want to mention as well that on the website, people also have the option of ordering a calendar for a deployed military member. So I have tons of requests, Kate, from deployed units that want these calendars to kind of boost morale in the war zone. And so I ship all the donated calendars overseas as well to our brave heroes fighting overseas.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to pump up the volume on that. Remember that, pinupforvets.com, and we're going to donate a bunch of them from America tonight. We'll be in touch with you on that one. But in traveling to these hospitals, what have you found? What's it been like for you? Because I'm sure you've seen and heard all kinds of stories, and I'm sure that they've probably opened your heart and touched you. Have you found that in the experiences?
Yeah,
I'm certain.
It's been amazing because, you know, I meet veterans from, you know, the current conflict, OIS, OES, all the way to World War II. So, you know, I'm seeing men and women 19, 20 to 104 years old. And, you know, especially the younger men and women, you're seeing really severe burns, amputations. They are so inspiring. They have inspired me every single day with their determination, you know, to move forward despite, you know, what they've been through. I always like to tell this story. It's one that I'll remember for my whole life, but I was visiting this hospital, and I was visiting the spinal cord injury unit. And when I go in the room, I take the calendar and I'm trying to talk to the patients, trying to engage them to get their mind off the fact that they're in the hospital. So I'll ask them, you know, when's your birthday or what branch of the military did you serve in? Just kind of a light conversation. And this one man was answering my questions very quietly and slowly, but he was answering them. And I think I may have kissed his calendar on his birthday. And as I left the room, the nurses rushed up to me to tell me that this man had suffered a traumatic brain injury, and that was the first time that he spoke in a month.
Oh, you're kidding. That is touching. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, things like that happen all the time. You just never know what a little, you know, human-to-human contact can do. So I just feel that it's really important, you know, to do this work.
Now, you say you're going to tour all these hospitals, and you've done this since 2007. What's the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate goal for you, just to reach everyone you can?
I think it's actually to complete the hospital tour. So I believe after this trip this week, I will be at the 31st hospital in the 20th state. So my goal is to visit at least one in every single state in the U.S., you know, to boost morale of our vets across America, and to just keep raising money and donating money to these hospitals to help support their programs.
Wow. And your family, because you mentioned about your grandfather, of course, has passed on, your grandfather, your grandpa Lou, but you mentioned about what a tribute it has been for him. What about the rest of your family and their reaction to you know, you being a pinup?
You know, I'm really lucky in the sense that my family has been supportive from day one, so that really helps a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's tremendous. I think it's tremendous, tremendous what you're doing. And you look like you're having such a good time, too, in those photographs, by the way. That can't be. When you're posing for those photographs, is it tricky trying to come up with different things to do each year? Because, you know, we got 12 months and you multiply by all the calendars you've done. So you got to get creative.
Right.
Yeah.
And you gotta get really creative. You know, I have I collect pinup books and some of my supporters send them to me for inspiration. And, you know, I try to be as creative as possible. This year, this calendar has, we shot a scene in front at a dairy farm. So kind of like a farm girl in front of the cows and I'm holding a bottle of milk. So, you know, really kitschy, really fun. I shoot a lot at different air museums, and with, you know, classic cars as well. So there's endless possibilities, you know, endless themes.
Yeah. You mentioned this too, which I think is great. And we'll say it, Pinup for Vets. Go there, pinupforvets.com, because you can also donate the calendars to the men and women overseas, obviously, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when you think about the project and the fact that, you know, hitting all these different hospitals, would you like to actually go to one of the bases? Would you like to go to one of the bases overseas? That would be, I think, an interesting trip for you.
I agree with you. I think it would be very interesting. I've been asked a few times to go. I haven't really worked out any of the logistics. It's been so busy over, you know, the last few years visiting the hospitals here. I actually made a trip in January to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center, which is in Germany. And if our troops get injured in Iraq or Afghanistan, they're first flown to Landstuhl before they're flown back to the U.S., you know, for the more severe injuries. So I partnered with this other organization called Cooking with the Troops, and we flew out to Germany, raised the money, flew in this gourmet chef, and we created this amazing gourmet meal, you know, using food from the local German farmers market. And so, you know, our wounded warriors had this delicious, you know, gourmet meal. You know, I assume that sometimes it might be better than hospital food every day. And I did a calendar signing there. So it was really a great, great visit to Montreal earlier this year.
What a patriotic woman you are. Again, pinupforvets.com is perfect. Veterans Day is coming up. You can help a vet. You can get a calendar for yourself, anything to help the cause and continue to raise money for these veterans. Gina Elise, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.